Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is March 30th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, and I am ready to bring you more dish from your favorite stars. April 1st is Stardish Radio's first birthday. Yay, happy birthday to me. And my guests will include Bradford Anderson from General Hospital, Kristen and Eddie Alderson from One Life to Live, as well as David Fumero from One Life to Live, with some more people that may decide to drop in. Who knows? It's a party. Anybody can come by. It's open. So I look forward to another year of bringing you closer to your favorites. Tonight's guest, I'm just going to read this straight from his bio because, honest to God, I don't know anybody that could write it better. It requires a performer of tremendous ability to make an indelible impression in a supporting role, but actor William Sanderson has made a career out of creating characters who are seared indelibly in the memory. From hit sitcoms to the hottest dramas on HBO, his work spans a wide variety of genres and styles in which he renders his often simple-minded small-town characters with precision. Currently, Sanderson can be seen as Sheriff Bud Dearborn on the award-winning HBO series True Blood, and I welcome Mr. William Sanderson to Stardish Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy about that.
I heard you were under the weather. I'm glad you're better, but thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you were able to come back. I'm still fighting this stupid cold, but, you know, it's one of those things that just don't want to leave me.
Well, they linger. I know. Good luck.
Yeah, I know. It's over a week already, more than a week, I guess. But anyhow, I'm glad we got it together and you're able to come back on. It's a dear pleasure. So give me a little bit about you, because you've got such an extensive history. I mean, when I looked at your IMDb profile, I didn't remember half of the things that you were in. I mean, my memory is so bad. But, you've done so many things.
Thank you. A little bit of everything, but sometimes if I'm on the screen 5 minutes, I'm lucky. But I do have the website, williamsanderson.net. If it's sometimes easier if they want to look at that.
Okay.
But I'm very grateful these days to have a job on True Blood because I went from Deadwood to True Blood, and we both had great, great creators of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, David Milch, award-winning writer, and now Alan Ball. So I look around and see all the people and neighbors out of work and tragedy and sick people. I feel very grateful to make the team.
Right, right. And True Blood is an incredible show. I love, love, love the show. I can't wait for the second season to start. Tell me about that role for you.
Well,
Sheriff Dearborn.
He's a normal person. He's the sheriff, and in a small town in Louisiana, the show stars Anna Paquin, who works in a bar. She's a cocktail
mm-hmm.
waitress. She has this disability. She can hear people's thoughts, and she falls in love with a wonderful actor named Stephen Moyer, who plays Vampire Bill.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of trouble happens after their murders, and I'm happy to be the sheriff who's surviving. You know, you never know, but I just got the 8th and 9th scripts, 7th and 8th, and I'm in them, so I don't want to exaggerate my importance. I'm really trying to claw my way to the middle.
Well, Sheriff Bud is kind of the guy who wants to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and he really does that, and that kind of sets him apart from the rest of everybody. You know, he doesn't really care for the vampires too much, I think, but he wants to kind of like, okay, let's see where this goes. But now he's kind of iffy about it, no?
Yeah, it's getting deeper this season, and like the William Sanderson in real life, he probably wonders how long he can hold on to his job if he doesn't solve some of these murders.
Oh, my goodness.
But He's fun to play. Alan Ball directs some of the episodes for the public. May I remind them, he won an Academy Award for his script, American Beauty, and he created 6 Feet Under. But he whispered in my ear during the pilot, this guy taught Sunday school to this young man, one of the stars, Ryan Quanten, who played Jason, the brother of Anna Paquin. And
for
me, I keep repeating myself to play a normal person, clean shaven, notwithstanding he's a self-repeating old bore sometimes. it's a challenge, but I love working with all the young people, and I just get so long-winded, but they're great, but it's a challenge to keep up. Anna has as much energy as any actress I ever worked with, and I work with some great ones.
Oh, you have. I mean, you got Susan Sarandon on that list.
Thank
and The
you.
Client.
I was thinking about her. And,
you know, that
and
was
Angela.
Like one of my most favorite movies, The Client.
My character was great in the book, but when I got to Memphis, my hometown, and invited some of my law school classmates to be extras or background players, I realized Tommy Lee's not going to. It's going to keep him from talking, but can I brag for just a minute?
About whatever you want.
Well, I survived 6 projects with Tommy Lee Jones. Probably
really?
A love-hate relationship, but he's good in everything he does. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I played his gopher in the movie The Client. But Susan Sarandon, if I can tell you, I went to a party at HBO, and I sauntered up to her kind of timidly, and I said I was in a movie with you, and she said, yes, you were, and she had a big smile, and just as she was going to talk, and I was going to thank her for signing some shoes that we gave to a charity, this guy just burst in and started interrupting us, and I just eased on out, but she's a great lady, a great mother, and a great actress. She might say, who's William Sanderson now? But I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. You've worked with some great people. I mean, Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds. You know, you have quite the... And then you were on Newhart for 8 years, which
was
an incredibly fabulous show.
Nice to have a regular job. I'm sure you got a lot of young viewers that don't remember it, but that was a joy to be able to take somebody out to eat. You know, on a regular basis, and Bob was fun to work with. And the two brothers, John Bostead and Tony Papenfuss, we never had an argument in 8 years, and you know actors and their egos. With any other people, we probably wouldn't have survived, but I learned a lot from Bob.
Well, I have people in my chat room that do remember, and they're screeching out, Larry. Yes, of course we remember. Are you kidding me?
Thank
you. Newhart is, I don't care how old you are. I mean, I'm 39, and I have friends that are younger than me that cling on to those kinds of 80s shows. And, yes, you'll always be remembered for stuff like that.
Well, I'm grateful again.
You have a new project coming out too, don't you? Where is it?
We did I don't know. Oh, we did a thing that was kind of fun. I don't know if you were referring to
Pretty Ugly People.
Oh yeah, that was with Alice and Janney. It's an independent film. It's winning awards in film festivals, a lot of awards, but it has a young actress named Melissa McCarthy who's on the my sister Sam or something. And a lot of young actors. I seem to be the old blank in these projects. But they were fun. It's a director who already has 2 new movies lined up. His name is Tate Taylor, and I only hope he'll hire me. But I thought you were going to, if you don't mind me mentioning, a documentary I did. And
Tell me.
It comes on Stars in June. It's about the faces familiar, and it has people like Michael Madsen, Stephen Tobolowsky, myself, and but they told me Sam Jackson is in it, and I was shocked. I said, this guy's in a different league, and they said, no, he wants to be in it, that he started as a character actor. So the face is familiar in June, and it was fun. And
wonderful.
So there's a, you know, the may I say the the first season of True Blood comes out in May, and then the new the season we're working on now comes out in June.
DVD release in May.
Pimping myself.
But you know what? Listen, William, that's what this show is all about. You can come on here and pimp whatever you want. I mean, this it's your format right now. I don't care about nobody else. It's all about you, buddy.
I didn't realize where you are right now. Where are you?
Right now, I'm in New York. I live up in Buffalo. And being that this is done via the internet, we have listeners all over the country and out of the country and wherever else they decide to, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I lived in New York 6 years, and we have a home in Pennsylvania. And it's still my fantasy to move back to New York and live like Greta Garbo.
Yeah.
You know, they called her a hermit about town. She would just walk the streets of Manhattan, you know, and at the end of her career. I did something, if I can take a minute more, I did something that I know people think absurd. I printed up a T-shirt and put on the back, I put the picture Bud Dearborn, the character I play on True Blood.
So
and underneath it, I quoted her. She had this German phrase, ganz leben ist ein Schwindel. I can't speak a word of German, so forgive me, but it means all the world is a fraud or all the world is a fake. But on the front, I put why I hate William Sanderson. So it sounds kind of neurotic, but there are a lot of people that don't like me.
Oh, please, I can't imagine that. I mean...
Or my characters, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's okay. You play a lot of love to hate characters, and we love you for it, so don't even stress over it.
Yeah.
So anything else that you want to promote and pimp, this is your place.
I was hoping I could promote my college's basketball team. They just lost in Memphis. They just lost in the Sweet 16, but it gets my mind off acting, and I'm depressed about it. But as far as why would anybody print a shirt, why I hate William Sanderson, there's a great basketball player from North Carolina who will be in the Final Four, and he said a lot of people hate him. He's a winner.
Really?
He's a winner, and he just keeps winning, and they were ranked first or second all year, and he said, I kind of enjoy it. So I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I got, you know, until somebody, Bernie Brillstein said, until somebody wants to kill you, you haven't made it. Now, that's Bernie Brillstein.
Okay. And you know what? That's a pretty right quote, you know.
I bet you got some people that would love to have your job and are envious of you, unfortunately. I don't mean to be depressing, but
No, you're not at all. You know what? You're absolutely right. There's always somebody that wants something that somebody else has, and you know what? We envy a lot of people, but you know, I'm grateful for what I got. I'm sure you're grateful for what you have, and
you
know,
worked hard. I'm sure you worked hard.
Yeah, it's a blood, sweat, and tears job, and you know, I do it all by myself. And well, with the exception, I do have some friends that help me. I shouldn't say that. Some very dear, loyal friends that help me, and
You commute back and forth from Buffalo?
No, I do this right from my home. I live in my home, and I do this straight from my home.
Oh, congratulations. You know,
Thank you.
I got a question for you. How do we live, love, and lose gracefully?
You know what? I don't know, because I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That definitely is a tough one. It took me, I mean, like I said, I'm only 39, but it took me some time to learn how to bite my tongue and, you know, learn when to speak and when not to speak, you know, when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate, and, you know, not to burn this bridge or that bridge. But then sometimes you're like, you know what, damn it, I want to burn that bridge because I got to say what I want to say.
Well, you can still relate to young people. And people of my stage, gray beards, geezers, some people, and that's a virtue. That's a virtue.
Well, you know what? You have some fans that are on the line. You ready to take a phone call?
Yeah, I hope they don't hate me. Go ahead.
Oh, they don't hate. I won't let
them
hate
they
you
do.
On my show.
Okay.
Hold on.
No, I'm
Tony
surprised
from
when
Chicago.
I have.
Yes, well, this is Tony from Chicago. Say hi to William, Tony.
Hey, William, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And by the way, and for the record, I am was a big New Hart fan. I used to watch it back in the day.
Oh, and that's Bob's home, right? Newhart's from Chicago, I believe.
Yes, he is. Yes, he had two shows. Yeah, he's from Chicago, and his first show that he had a sitcom. It was originally was here in Chicago.
Yeah, he's a great gentleman, and I had the pleasure of seeing him perform in Hershey, Pennsylvania last year. He still does his concert, his stand up. He's great.
That's great. I know that's funny. You know, I mean, you have a special Newhart, any episode that you are very proud of, or what was your favorite?
Well, there was one called The Prodigal Daryl, I guess. Tony Pappenfuss was The Prodigal Daryl, and he split up with us, and there was some Yoko Ono type, and he ran off and hanging out in a singles bar, but he came back. There was a little humanity in that show, but those brothers would tell you that the one I liked the most was where I ran for mayor because of my big ego. But
yeah, I
tell
that.
You, they were all fun because of the live audience, and I thank you for your question.
Yeah.
Funny. One more thing. You mentioned that you're a big college basketball fan, so am I.
Yeah.
And I'm also very sad to see the Memphis Tigers who lost what Austin did not get to the final.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
That's the same school Derrick Rose, who played at Memphis last year, who's now playing for the Chicago Bulls here.
He's doing pretty well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing very well. Yeah, he's doing very well. It's rookie season here.
Phenomenal athlete, man. He is.
Yeah. He's from Chicago, by the way. Derrick Rose came out of
Chicago.
Yeah,
I know. I wish you all had let him stay in school another year, but I always look at sports. They're metaphors for life, you know. There's a football coach that said, Steelers coach said, if you can get knocked down and get up, I mean, you can knock me over with a feather, but I mean figuratively, and then get back on your feet. And when you achieve success, don't think you can walk on water. I don't know how that follows. I'm interrupting you, but athletes, actors, we all have the same challenge.
Absolutely. And by the way, paraphrase the player you were referring to from North Carolina was Tyler Hansbrough.
Yeah. I thought his name was Tyler Hansbrough. Yeah, he's the one that said that, man. Said he kind of liked it when they hate him. Thank you, Tony, so much, man.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. And all success to you. Continue success with the show you're doing and everything else in your life.
Thank you, man. I need the prayers. Take care.
You too.
Thanks, Tony. Oh, gosh. Let me hang on one second. Listen, everybody in the chat room that's not getting audio, you may have to refresh the browser. A few people have been having a little issues with that, so just try and refresh it, and you should be just fine. Tell me how you got into acting, William.
Well, I read something today, Everything Happens by Accident. It was kind of accident. I kind of liked it growing up, but sports were what I loved. But when I was in law school, believe it or not, they were doing a production of Hair next door, and there were all these pretty girls around. And at that time in the early 70s, they didn't have any women students in our law school. So I just got my nerve up the last year in law school to start doing some plays in Memphis, Tennessee. And I thought it was so much fun. When I graduated, I never took the bar exam. Went straight to New York and bartended for Fridays and did all plays, paid for my acting lessons. But the trite or hackneyed expression is, the heart has its reason that reason doesn't know. Probably lazy. Law is hard work. And acting, you work hard a little while, and then you play for a while.
Right. So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, do you regret not taking the bar at all?
I haven't. It may be a rationalization, and if I never work after True Blood, I might have wished I had of. But no, I've been pretty fortunate that an old drunk that used to come in my bar in New York would say, I just practice self-deception and keep going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be nice to have a career like Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks, but I'm kind of proud to be a journeyman. I got a wonderful wife, a grandson, beautiful grandson, a couple of houses, modest, very, very modest, and I'm happy. The law, I have some friends from law school, and it's a lot more noble to save somebody's life, you know, or even to put a murderer away than it is to be an actor. But I think making people laugh is a valuable social service.
Oh, God, it is. And you know what? It really is. And the character you play in True Blood, you have a very understated humor about you. And that comes across. I mean, my sister and I watch all the time, and we do, honest to God, love your character.
Oh, that's just so kind of you. You know, the L.A. Reviewer, I hate to admit that sometimes I'll read them or my wife will slip one to me, and when the first season happened, they said played as absolutely straight as humanly possible. And I thought, whew, the character. I mean, they could have said something ugly, you know. Every day you're out there, you're trying to prove yourself. So for me, he's not quirky. He's not a buffoon. He may be ineffectual, but I think he's kind and trying to do the right thing. Lord knows I don't live that way enough in my life. So it's fun to play a healthy guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, but you do a great job on it. Now, how did after Deadwood, how did they come to you with True Blood?
Well, we had two mortgages, and I was a little apprehensive, but it was less than a year that the casting director, Libby Goldstein, called me in there to meet Alan, and he did ask me to read it, Alan Ball, and I felt somewhat confident, which is totally not me, because he's from the South. But, you know, I'll say what Stevie Wonder said one time. They asked him, "What do you think your fans think about your change in music?" He said, "I don't know what they think about me. I only know what I think about them. I only know what I think about Alan Ball. I loved him. He didn't put me through hoops, and they pay you on time, and I love working for HBO."
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but
imagine.
I did the show Lost a couple of weeks ago. It aired this week, and I swear more people out on the street and at a film fest said they saw it than ever mentioned True Blood. So I hope HBO doesn't hear that, because I don't want to work on Lost. I want to work on
No, Lost is a really popular show. I mean, that's a show that, honestly, I just never got into. I tried to when it first came out.
I don't understand it either.
I never understood. I tried my hardest to watch it because they hyped it so much when it first came out, and I just couldn't understand it for the life of me how all these people were stuck on an island for so long. None of them lost weight. None of them had all these overgrown beards. I just didn't understand it. It just didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think you have to watch it regularly, and it was a joy to see Hawaii, and I met a young actor named Doug Hutchinson, and he told me about a website he has called vampirekillers.tv, and they invited me out to eat, two different people I'd never met, and I was just tired from the plane, and, you know, young ones come home and study their lines and go to a bar. I come home and collapse.
Right.
I didn't mean to segue too much to that, but it's a residual.
Okay.
How will I survive? And that's the question. What do I do after? So the residuals are important to us.
Oh, absolutely. I can imagine. I mean, and especially with the writer's strike, and you really think about it, I mean, we are in a really horrifying state as far as employment goes. So yeah, you know, you got to be thankful for what you have, and
sure.
You know, you just don't turn away roles anymore. You know, I mean, I'm sure you got to see that most people see that now, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people say, "Why did you take that project or this one?" You know, but I do think if talent doesn't practice, it dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
That's my rationalization. Sometimes I took it to pay the bills, but I just. Did I thank you for letting me promote? I mean to. It's I get embarrassed, you know. We look in a deceitful mirror of publicity sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear a lot of flattery in Hollywood, but I got to keep promoting, you know.
Yes, and you know what? You can absolutely promote whatever you want here. That's exactly what my show is for. This is somewhere where I have actors come on, and we get to know you on a different level, and you can promote whatever you want. So
well,
don't be embarrassed about that.
Martin Short, right?
Martin Short.
Anyway, he's so funny, and he said one time, "I would love for you to read about me." And I thought, well, I'm going to steal that from him. I've got that website, you know. But it's a little bit easier to, if anyone cares to look at it and see what we're doing.
Net, right?
I'm sorry?
WilliamSanderson.net?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting it in the chat room as we're talking. Go ahead.
You know, when I see people on TV or hear them doing that, I say, how tacky, you know. But I'm really trying to survive, and with gargoyles of insecurity coming off my shoulders. Somebody said I had one too many auditions. But can I string two sentences together? Because sometimes I don't make a lot of sense.
Oh, you can say whatever you want here. Matter of fact,
we can't curse, though. We can't curse, right?
Yes, you can, actually. This is not monitored by the FCC, so you can say whatever it is that you please.
It took so long to get out of Deadwood. I loved it, but boy, I mean, David Milch. And I believe that there really was, in those days of Deadwood, there was no law, and they were outlaws. But I'm playing a different character now, and nobody knows it, but he teaches Sunday school. So that's a really that's my hardest acting job ever, is this one.
Really?
Really is. I think the hardest one in the last 10 years or so. It's easy to play wackos, crazies.
Right. You know, a lot of people I have on the show say that. It's more easier to play the crazed ones or the whack jobs, so to speak. But when you have to play a straight-laced kind of a person, it's a little bit more difficult.
And I have great respect for the romantic leads that play those roles without being quirky. And But I won't win any beauty contests, so I'm happy when I get any role.
Oh, please. Now, is there anybody in your career that you've worked with that you just couldn't get enough of or that you would love to work with again?
Well, Tommy, I said we have a love-hate relationship. He's always
Tommy Lee
good.
Jones.
Tommy Lee.
Uh-huh.
He's always good. But I'm sending him that T-shirt that says why I hate William Sanderson. But I'd work with Sarandon again, and a number of my heroes that I got to work with passed away, like Charles Bronson, Lee Marvin, and others. But I want to work with, I thought I was going to, Johnny Depp. And, I would love to work with Brad Pitt to see if I could keep up. They're terrific actors. But Angelina Jolie was one of my biggest thrills. We shot a scene on a boat in San Pedro, which served for Mobile, Alabama, but she was in a bathing suit. And this is only like her second semi-big role, and she played George Wallace's wife. They just released the DVD of this about the late segregationist George Wallace, but she was fun, and I'd like to work with her again. But I love the young people I'm working with on this show, and stars will come out of this show. HBO sometimes takes people from all over the world, and they seem to become stars. We have them
in
New Zealand, Australia, England, Sweden.
Anna Paquin is a tremendous actress. I mean, she started out in, like, the hero movies, X-Men and things like that. I've seen her in, and she seems to be very generous with her fans. And
she's grounded, and she's articulate. When she won that Golden Globe, man, it sounded like somebody twice her age. And when I told her, she accepted the compliment gracefully.
Aww.
But the thing I love about her, one time I did a scene, and I beat myself up, and I said, I hate myself. And she said, don't we all? That they relate. She's carrying the show along with the other stars, and that they relate. She was relating, that's all. Some people don't relate, you know.
Right. Now, I saw that she had, when you talk about hate mail and stuff like that, I saw that she had posted about Stephen Moyer, that he used to have a MySpace page, and he had to kind of take it down and not show up to fan events because people were sending him hate mail because of his character, you know. And I was like, are you kidding me? I thought that was just, like, really interesting. To me, it seems like the True Blood fans in any fans associated with these vampire genre movies and like Twilight and things like that, they tend to get a little feisty and take it a little too serious.
The irony is Steven's one of the sweetest guys in the world, and, you know, they've got a lot of load they're carrying, so they don't have to spend 20 minutes talking to me, but he has pictures in his dressing room of his children. Mm-hmm. He's a good dad. And that is ironic. I've had people say to me, I hated you in that show, whatever, Coal Miner's Daughter, whatever. And I thought, well, thank you. But I was just surprised by that story because he's an actor and he's a human being.
Exactly. Some people, you know, they just can't decipher between the reality of it all, you know.
Yeah, I
and,
guess the tax soap opera actors and the grocers,
you know,
I've heard.
This is true. I interview a lot of soap opera actors, and I have many of them that come on here and tell me that, you know, they get, like, accosted, run, you know, walking down the street, you know, being called their character name and you know, they're being told things in reference to their storylines, but it has absolutely nothing to do with them. So, yeah, they get very, very deep into it.
Well, I... But I guess none of them would trade what they do for anything else. You know, most
this
actors
is true.
Love what they do.
I have a young lady in the chat room, Carissa, who's saying, I always say don't hate on the actors because you don't like their characters. And that's absolutely right, Carissa.
Yeah.
Well, I have another caller
exactly.
for you. You ready to take another caller?
I am.
All right. Jenna, say hi to William.
Hey, William, this is Jenna.
Hi.
Was wondering, other than acting and sports, what else do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, that's a good question. I never found anything as much as fun as acting. I guess to be trite, I'd say it's the second most fun thing I've ever found in life. But I read books, and I'm lately reading them about older actors. What happened at the end? How did they survive? And Tony Curtis is one, and Greta Garbo. But I do a lot of gratitude walks. I said that earlier in the conversation. Just, you know, one actor said, what's different about working more? And he said, I pray more. So, you know, you've got some people out here. I don't know, faith. I pray more when I'm working. I do. But, I probably should do more charity. I'm getting ready. God willing, I'm scheduled to go to Hawaii, Japan, Guam, Korea, Okinawa for a handshake tour of the USO. And I'm a veteran.
That's cool.
And again, in Hollywood, they would probably hold that against me, but they did it for me when I was in the Army. They came. And,
That's typical Hollywood, though. I like underground Hollywood, but the people that actually want to do something with their lives other than just act, but, like, make a difference because of their name.
Where are you right now, if you don't mind me asking, Jenna?
I'm in Illinois.
Ah. Well, I hope it's warm. But, you know, I don't want to run Hollywood down. There are a lot of wonderful people who do a lot of charity. And I make these generalizations and feel like everybody hates me.
That's why I said underground Hollywood. Because there's people, like, in the media that just eat it up. But then there's certain people that are private that deserve to be private because they're wonderful. But they want to live their life separately, and they should be allowed to do that.
Well, I agree. And you're in Illinois, and Bob Newhart was from Chicago area, and he does a lot of charity that he doesn't broadcast. So I should do more, and I hope to live long enough, too.
Yeah. I actually don't watch True Blood that often because I don't get HBO.
Yeah.
My parents don't pay for it, but I have seen it at other people's houses, and I do like your character.
Well, there's a...
You shouldn't cut yourself down like you do.
I wish I didn't, you know. I feel like Woody Allen, he said his complex was justified. But I wish that I didn't. The business can do that to you. But I guess my wife would tell me I love myself enough. Don't worry about it. But you're trying to temper. You're trying to sound self-confident and not conceited. So... And I ask myself, why have I been so lucky to continue to work, notwithstanding I'm not a zillionaire and with a villa like George Clooney in Italy? I'm a very lucky man. So you can get a little screwed up sometimes, but I thank you for the vote of encouragement.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jenna.
I enjoyed talking to you.
You too.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Thank you, darling. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay.
What a sweet lady, huh?
Yes, she is. And would you believe that she's only 18 years old?
Well, I was going to ask her, but I thought she might ask me the same question. No. she was a sweetheart. Yeah.
Yes, she definitely is a sweet, sweet girl. Now, What are we looking forward to coming up in True Blood? I mean, when
well,
we left off, we know who the killer is. I mean, the viewers know who is the murderer. And poor Jason is stuck in jail.
Right, but the second season, there's more sex and violence and debauchery, if you will. I mean, it follows the books written by Charlene Harris loosely, but I got an email saying quit talking so much about Lost. But Anna, there's humanity in the show. Anna is a good example. She tries to help people, and she gets herself in trouble. But this new character from, I think it's Sweden, Sarsgaard, mm-hmm. Alexander, he is in there, another vampire. New vampires, new characters, and
mm-hmm.
I guess my question is there enough room for Bud Dearborn?
You know, oh, it's the like sheriff can't go anywhere.
It's a banquet, and everybody wants their portion, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't have the town without the sheriff.
Well, I'll be all right. Tommy Lee Jones, if we die tomorrow, we'd be okay. We've been pretty lucky, but I don't know, you know. Because he's normal, I don't have as much confidence, and because they put mm-hmm. me in every show on Deadwood, I'd be less than honest, you know. I'm not in every show. And
mm-hmm.
so, but I'm keeping the money, Joanne.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that, William. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'd like to dazzle your audience somehow, but I love the show, and the college kids seem to, I don't mean college men and women, seem to love
right.
the show. And as a gray beard, to be involved with that, you have to count your blessings.
Mm. You know, now, are there any pranksters on the set of True Blood, or is everybody just strictly business?
Well, the first season there wasn't a lot, but again, I used to joke around more, and I realized I could be their dad, you know, or grandfather. They don't, I go see their plays and their movies, and but they haven't played any on me. My the detective, his name is Chris
mm-hmm.
Bauer, he's a very funny man, was on Broadway and was on The Wire for a long time, and Third Watch, but he's got some big movies. He's fun, but he's a dad.
Now, can I tell you something about him? I can't stand his character. I want to smack him every time he's on TV.
He's nothing like that. He's play, and this season he is great. As the book,
really?
His character grows. Well, he's drinking too much. I don't want to give the story. He drinks too much, and we have conflict. But for me to work with a young man like him out of Yale,
right.
I could say something a fan said out of University of West Virginia, but it'd be too tacky to say, talking about him and me. But he's great this year and gets himself in a lot of mess.
Ah, okay. Because he plays a really good jerk on TV.
Yeah,
he really
he's
does.
Nothing like that character. He was an all-star football player. Came out of Steppenwolf in Chicago with Gary Sinise
uh-huh.
and all of them, and he's a very bright man. His wife is an award-winning costumer. It's not uncommon for her to do two Broadway shows. He's raising
mm-hmm.
two children. I don't think he'd mind. He used to drink, and he doesn't do it anymore. So
no. Well, he definitely plays a good kind of a bad cop. Yeah, good schmuck. He does. He does.
I
get so mad. It's a perfect word because that's exactly what he plays. He plays a good schmuck. I get so angry every time the way he treats Jason. Jason is so cute, you know.
Jason
and you know the
a really fine person off the camera too. Xbox.
Yeah.
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 But,
he plays like this little simple-minded Southern boy, and poor Jason is always getting the rails from the your sidekick there.
Well, I'm just amazed at their poise, and they don't wear their heart on their sleeve like I do. So I hope the fans will tune in. It should be a lot of fun.
The anticipation is unbelievable for the new season. Now, what do you make out of this whole vampire genre is starting to come to life now between True Blood and Twilight. I mean, they're two totally different styles of the vampire genre, but in any way, I mean, it seems to be coming to light a little bit more, no?
Well, it is. It's curious. I don't know. I think they've got another series on another network planned, and but I guess it takes a vampire project for me to find work, or a Western or science fiction. I'm just grateful that there was, I don't understand it, but the books were successes, and a lot of great projects come from successful books, so I was lucky to be a part of it. And let me remind you, I'm not in every show, and I'm grateful for the time I get, you know.
The bottom line is you're on the show, and it's not a show without the sheriff, so it doesn't really matter.
He's a series regular.
And they pay me
a decent salary, and I'm happy.
You can't run the town without the sheriff, William. You can't. I have another caller for you. This is Brandon from Texas.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Joanne. Hey, William. How are y'all doing?
Fine. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing very well. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
All the way back to Newhart days. I thought you were hilarious on Newhart.
Thank you. What city are you in, if you don't mind?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, what a great place. Yeah, we work there a lot.
Yes, sir. Is.
Yeah. You just had that film festival down there, didn't you, or something?
Absolutely. South by Southwest last week, or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was hoping that I'd have something in there. Many years ago, I had marital problems. I'm happily married now, but I had some money because of the Newhart show, and I didn't know where to go. And I said, well, I can go anywhere I want. But I flew to Austin for the music and the people and the memories of shooting there with Sissy Spacek and other people.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great town.
Great city. Yeah. You want to ask me a question? I'm so long-winded. Go ahead.
I sure do. I want to ask you about Newhart. You know, there was an article in TV Guide a couple weeks ago kind of ranking the best series finales of all time.
Yeah.
And Newhart came in number one. And I'm just wondering if you guys, at the time you were filming the last episode, if you guys knew at the time that it was going to end up being this magical series finale that everybody still talks about 20 years later.
No, and it was, the whole experience is bittersweet, you know, the end of a regular job that lasted for years. But I thought the ending was great, and it came in number one, and the late Suzanne Pleshette was in it, of course, and now we've lost that actress, Suzanne Pleshette, as well as Mary Fran, but it was fun, and people don't remember, they put Lisa Kudrow in as one of the Daryl's wives, and
it was bizarre. I didn't remember that.
It was bizarre, but it was one of the first things she had done, and it was great. You know, the live audience went crazy when they saw Suzanne Pleshette, and I think they had the music from Fiddler on the Roof, which was bizarre. But I still have some of the clothes they gave me from that show.
Did you guys know at the time that Suzanne was going to be there, or was it a surprise to you all as well?
I didn't. I was on a need-to-know basis, you know. But the powers that be probably did, and they hid it from the audience till the last minute.
Wow.
To remind people that may not remember, the end of our show turned out to be a dream that all happened in Bob's head, and his wife, Suzanne, from his first show, came and did the last scene of our show. I didn't do a very good job of explaining it.
Yes, but we all know all about it. So, you know what?
Absolutely.
William, I think that you are fabulous, and I don't care who says they don't like you. I'm going to have to kick somebody's ass if they say they don't like you.
They don't tell me so much, but they're out there. But that's, I kind of enjoy it. But,
all right, well, if you enjoy
I back
it,
at
fun.
You, Joanne, and I thank you very much. I hope your show runs for years. And
thank you. But
I hope
before
you'll
I
have
let
me
you
back.
Go... Absolutely. You're welcome whenever you want. I mean, you just put the phone and give me a call. You're here. You're part of my crew. But before I let you go, can I get you to do a promo for the show?
Oh,
hi, this is William Sanderson on Stardish Radio.
Stardish Radio. Stardish, yes, of course,
Whenever you're ready, I'm recording.
I may have to do it twice. Hi, this is William Sanderson, and I'm happy to be on Stardish Radio. And Joanne, tell me the exact words you want me to say again.
Just say, hi, this is William Sanderson on Star Dish Radio.
Okay. Hi, this is William Sanderson on Star Dish Radio.
Perfect.
Hi.
William, I love you.
And you too. And just if my name comes up, tell him he didn't sound drunk to me. It didn't. His wife didn't have to prop him up. Any of that.
No, you. Everybody loves you in this chat room. They are loving you to pieces, and you come back whenever you want.
Thank you for helping again. Take care.
Anytime. Thank you, everybody. And I'll talk to you all on Wednesday for Star Dish Radio's first birthday party. Until then, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.